I was reading the scriptures
that
Pastor Kennedy just was talking about. Listen to what it says in Isaiah
28.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? Verse 9. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will I speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith you shall cause or may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing.
Verse 9. Atamfundisha nani maarifa? Atamfahamisha nani habari hii? Je, ni wale walioachishwa maziwa, walioondolewa matitini? Kwa maana ni amri juu ya amri, amri juu ya amri, kanuni juu ya kanuni, kanuni juu ya kanuni, huko kidogo na huko kidogo.
What this tells us is this.
Kinachotueleza hapa ni hivi.
God wants to build in you.
Mungu anataka ajenge ndani yako.
Line on line.
Kanuni kwa kanuni au style on style.
Truth after truth.
Ukweli kwa kweli.
The decisions that you need to make in your life.
Uamuzi unazofaa kufanya maishani.
The changes that you need to make in your life. God begins to build today for tomorrow. And he does that through his word. Building doctrine on doctrine. The most amazing part is this. As you're hearing this week about the importance of God's Word, the last part of the scripture says this. It was an Old Testament prophecy speaking of the future, the time in which the Holy Spirit would be poured out. He said, with stammering lips and another tongue will I speak to this people. So we're understanding this more and more. That the Word of God and the Holy Spirit go perfectly together. When I pray in tongues, I'm opening up my spirit. I'm opening up my mind for pure doctrine. For good things to be taught to me by the Holy Spirit. He will teach me pure doctrine. But he'll also inoculate or protect against bad doctrine. The more I give myself over to the Holy Spirit, the more I guarantee myself that the things that I hear, the things that I read from this word, my mind won't be teaching me, but I will be being taught by the Holy Spirit in my spirit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. Paul says this. Ephesians 4:11. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Until, or till, he says, we all come into the unity of the faith. And of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Umoja wa imani na kumfahamu sana mwana wa Mungu hata kuwa mtu mkamilifu.
That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive.
Amen. Mstari wa 14 anasema kwamba ili tusiwe tena watoto wachanga, tukitupwa huku na huku na kuchukuliwa na kila upepo wa elimu potofu.
Paul says something very strong and powerful here.
Paulo anasema jambo moja la nguvu sana katika sehemu hii.
That we are to be built up and taught, and if we grow up in doctrine, if we grow up in doctrine,
kwamba tupate kufundishwa na kufundishika, ili kwamba tunapokuwa tukue katika neno imara wima tusipopotoka.
That will not be carried away with every wind of doctrine.
Na tusije tukapeperushwa na mafundisho potofu yoyote.
It says here, by the sleight of men. And cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. How many of you know that most people that deceive others through the word don't know they're deceiving others? The word says here that what makes us children is our ability to be deceived.
Unaona, kile ambacho tunafanya tusiwe wana wa Mungu ni ile uwezo wa kupotozwa, ile hali ya kupotozwa na umekubali kupotoka.
There's only one way to get past deception.
Kuna njia moja tu ya kupata hali ya halisi.
That's in truth.
Verse
15 says, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in him in all things, which is the head, even Christ.
Lakini tuishi kweli katika upendo na kukua hata tumfikie yeye katika yote, yeye aliye achiwa.
Now, I don't know how Kenya is, but in America we have many, many Christian TV programs. There's a lot of preachers on TV. Many wonderful preachers on TV. Sometimes there's teachers that are not teaching the Word of God. But because they're on TV, people believe that God has put a stamp of approval on everything they say. So they sit and watch them, believing they can receive everything they hear. And oftentimes they never grow up into Christ because they say children, because the word is being They're being misled.
Kwa sababu neno wanalofundishwa sio neno halisi, ni neno la kupoteza, limewapotosha.
Let's go to Hebrews.
Twende kwenye kitabu cha Waebrania.
Chapter 4.
Sura ya 4.
Verse 12.
Waebrania sura ya 4 mstari wa 12.
The word says here, for the word of God is quick and powerful.
Maana neno la Mungu ni hai tena lina nguvu.
Sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit.
Tena lina ukali kuliko upanga ukatao kuwili, ukatoa kuwili na kuweka pembeni.
And of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the him with whom we have to do.
Tena lachoma hata kuzigawanya nafsi na roho na viungo na mafuta yaliyomo ndani yake. Tena jepesi kuyatambua mawazo na makusudi ya moyo.
Verse 12 is telling us this, that when the word of God comes into us, when we're born again, the word says in another place that we were born again with an incorruptible seed. That word that came in at our salvation has the power to divide. The word says that it is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. This is powerful. Because from the very beginning, the word begins to teach us this. It can discern between the intents, the thoughts and the intents of the heart. From the very beginning, God begins to place inside of us an ability to discern. An ability to be taught. Isn't it? Hello? Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. The thoughts and the intents of the heart, the Holy Spirit comes in from the very beginning. Verse 14 says, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin.
Kwa kuwa hamna kuhani mkuu asiyeweza kuchukuana nasi katika mambo yetu ya udhaifu, bali yeye alijirupiwa sawa sawa na nafsi na sisi katika mambo yetu.
Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need.
Basi na tu kikaribie kiti cha neema kwa ujasiri, ili tupewe rehema na kupata neema ya kutusaidia wakati wa mahitaji.
Aren't you glad that from the very beginning, when you were born again, God is speaking? Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit began to place inside of us the Word of God that could discern between good and evil.
Na kutufautisha ubaya na wema.
Then it goes on to say that we have a high priest. The word says that he was tempted in all points like we are, yet without sin. Now this is amazing. There's nothing that you can face in this life. There's no point of temptation that you come to that he hasn't already faced in front of us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But not only has he faced it in front of us, if we begin to put his word inside of us, he has the power to begin to lead and to guide us into all truth. When we don't know with our minds which way to go, the word says he is the word is a discerner in the thoughts. He not only knows what we're thinking, because he's our high priest, he knows which way to lead us. How many are glad for the leadership of the Holy Spirit? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How do we know which way to go? The directions of our life. The church to go to. The preachers to listen to. The doctrine to receive. Only the Holy Spirit knows the truth. Then he places that truth in us. Chapter 5, verse 11. Paul is, or the teacher is teaching here. And he's talking about a lot of different things. But he says this in verse 11, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing you are dull of hearing.
Ambaye tuna maneno mengi ya kunena katika habari zake na ni shida kuyaeleza kwa kuwa mmekuwa wavivu wa kusikia.
Now the writer was writing to the church.
Huyu mwandishi alikuwa anaandikia kanisa.
These were people that were under persecution.
Na hawa watu ambao alikuwa anaandikia ni watu ambao Paulo alikuwa anawatesa.
But what was happening in their life more than anything else that they were not doing the things that they had been taught. And he says in verse 12, when for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not strong meat.
Kwa maana iwapasapo kuwa walimu, maana wakati mwingi umepita, mnahitaji kufundishwa na mtu mafundisho ya kwanza ya maneno ya Mungu, nani mmekuwa mahati, mnahitaji maziwa wala si chakula kigumu.
He says here that you have need again that one teach you. In other words, they knew one time. But they had to be taught again. Do you know if you don't do what you know, you'll lose what you got. And you'll have to. It will seem as if you have to start all over again. It's so important that we do what we've been taught. When you go out of here this week, at the end of the week, the things that you hear Pastor Jim say, the things that the Holy Spirit is teaching you, the things that you're writing down this afternoon, what is more important than what you're hearing me say is what the Holy Spirit is saying to you about what I'm saying. He has direction for your life. Way past this conference, He wants you to walk in power. He wants you to walk in truth. Pastor Jim said something this morning that was so powerful. That God has exalted truth above power. Many people seek power. But the first place is to seek truth. The power will come. We have, as I said, many teachers on TV. They're teaching their own doctrine. And as a result, there's no power. If you do what the Holy Spirit says for you to do this week, if you cherish His word, and if you go out of here this week and hold to His word, the power will come. Your homes will change. Your marriages will change. Your children will be healed. Your life is going to be different. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As he continued to say here, but everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness. For he is a babe. I don't want to stay a baby. I want to grow up. I want to continue to read His word and speak in tongues. But strong meat, verse 14, but strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age. Even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Verse 14 tells us a way that we can grow up. That we can discern between good and evil. Good and evil can be that which is being taught to us. He says those who grow up have their senses exercised. This word exercise means to go to a gymnasium. This does not mean to exercise our spiritual senses. But the word senses here means our physical senses. And it means to push them away. It means to put them to death. The more that we put our physical senses to death, the more we allow the Holy Spirit to come in, and to destroy the appetites of the flesh, the more we grow up in Christ. Hallelujah. To those he can teach sound doctrine.
Kwa wale ambao wanaweza kufundisha funzo somo halisi.
Many times we want to hear what we want to hear.
Mara nyingi tunapenda kusikiliza kile ambacho tunaweza kufurahisha sisi.
Many times we interpret scripture based on what we want to hear.
Mara nyingi tunaweza tukatamka tu neno lakini hatutaki kusikiliza neno.
Because part of our flesh is interpreting the word.
Kwa sababu sehemu ya mwili wetu au sehemu yetu inapenda udhaifu.
The more the flesh can be put down.
Tunapoweka umwili chini.
The more we grow.
Ndivyo tunazidi kukua katika kiroho.
That we can understand his word.
Na kuelewa neno hili.
I have one of my favorite Old Testament stories.
Ninao mojawapo ya hadithi nzuri ninayopenda katika Agano la Kale.
Turn with me to 2 Kings.
Twende pamoja kwenye kitabu cha Wafalme wa Pili.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Wafalme wa Pili.
2 Kings chapter 4.
Wafalme wa Pili sura ya 4.
Hallelujah.
Bwana asifiwe. Jamani vipi? Bwana asifiwe.
How many ate too much at lunch?
Unashiba sana, umeshindilia sana mpaka kusema mimi nimekuwa ishwe. Bwana asifiwe.
Praise God.
Uko sawa? Usije mateka makoro game na mendo kidogo sita.
This is a simple story.
Ma story matimayo.
But it gives an example of what we are looking forward or what we're looking to for the Holy Spirit to teach us.
Sita na mali rudi mara bila sura ngweni na wacho matimayo ndo kale ngo pojo anaere.
The good and bad of doctrine.
Kwa ma elo pojo kimabere katakoma per mara pojo mabere. Nichiko hichi mabere.
Chapter 4, verse 38. And Elisha came to Gilgal, and there was a dearth in the land, and the sons of the prophets were sitting before him. And he said unto his servant, set on a great pot, and seethe pottage for the sons of the prophets.
Na kulikuwa na njaa katika nchi na hao wana wa manabii walikuwa wakikaa mbele yake akamwambia mtumishi wake teleka sufuria kubwa uwapikie wana wa manabii.
Elisha was a prophet in the Old Testament.
Elisha alikuwa nabii katika Agano la Kale.
And he was training other young men.
Na alikuwa na vijana chipukizi alikuwa anawakuza katika kazi.
To hear from God.
Ili wawe wasikivu wa Mungu.
The word says here that as he was training these men that he went to a place where there was a conference going on.
Biblia inasema kwamba wakati huo alienda sehemu fulani akakuta watu wametulia.
All these young men had been gathered together.
Vijana hao walikuwa kusanyika pamoja.
And there was a famine in the land.
Na njaa ilikuwepo katika taifa.
And they set a great pot out for the women or for the men to cook.
Now, wakatenga fugo, bonga la fugo, ili wapike.
In verse 39 it says, and they went out into the field to gather herbs and found a wild vine and gathered thereof wild gourds, his lap full, and came and shed them into the pot of pottage, for they knew them not.
Msema sasa tisa nasema na mmoja wao akaenda nje kondeni ili akachume mboga akaona mtango mwitu akayachuma matango mwitu hata nguo yake ikawa imechaa akaja akayapasua sufuriani kwa maana hawakuyajua.
This verse says that one of these young men went out.
Hapa inasema kwamba mmoja wapo wa hao vijana wa kinabii akatoka kwenda kuchuma mboga.
Because the prophet had said put a pot out for us to cook.
Kwa sababu nabii alisema kwamba tenga fugo.
And so all these young men went out to gather different things to fix.
Na hao vijana wote kila mmoja kaenda zake kwa shughuli yake kwa ajili ya kazi ya Mungu.
This young man went out with the best intentions.
Sasa huyu mmoja akaenda kwa nia nzuri.
And he found a wild gourd.
Na akapata tango mwitu.
And he brought it back and put it in the pot. And they fixed the pot. They cooked it. They cooked this great pot of porridge or soup. And verse 40 says this. And they poured out for the men to eat. And it came to pass as they were eating of the porridge or the pottage, that they cried out and said, O thou man of God, there is death in the pot, and they could not eat it.
Katika kula chakula, wakapiga kelele, wakasema, mauti imo, sufuriani, ye mtu wa Mungu, wala hawakuweza kula tena.
What this young man brought and put in the pot, he did not know had poison in it.
Hili tango mwitu ambayo huyu bwana mdogo alileta hapa, akaifisha, hakujua kwamba ina sumu ndani yake.
What he put in, he had the best intentions.
Ye aliweka kwa nia, hakuwa na nia nzuri, hakuwa na nia mbaya.
The amazing part is this.
Sema kushangaza ni kwamba,
as the people or the young men begin to eat it,
wale vijana walipoanza kula ile chakula,
they begin to get sick.
Tumbo ikaanza kusokota.
There's a lot of doctrine.
Hii in the kama fundisho fulani au fundisho fulani.
A lot of doctrine in the church today.
Ni kama fundisho fulani kwa leo kanisani bwana sikupaki Yesu.
It's so Hallelujah. He's preaching a lot better than I am. Listen to that. They did not know to start with that there was poison in the pot. As verse 41 says, and he said to them, bring meal, and he cast it in the pot, and he said, pour it out for the people that they may eat, and there was no harm in the pot.
Lakini yeye akasema, leteni unga, naye akautupa ndani ya sufuria. Akasema, wapakulieni watu ili wale, wala hakukuwamo kitu kibaya sufuriani tena.
The amazing part is this, to start with, there was no way to smell the poison.
Unasikia sasa? Bwana asifiwe sana.
There was even when they tasted it, they could not taste the poison. A lot of poison in the church today. Wrong doctrine.
Wrong doctrine.
But unless we're praying in the Holy Ghost
and reading
this word, we'll eat poison and think it's truth. Only the Holy Spirit teaches us truth. John says this, 1 John 2 says this, that we have an unction from the Holy One. And we know all things. The Holy Spirit will begin to teach us. Grow us up. As He begins to discern things in our lives. As He begins to pull down strongholds in our lives. The things that we once accepted as truth, we begin to see through the mind of Christ what real truth is. And He begins to take us precept upon precept, changing our lives from glory to glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The more we grow up in Christ, we'll begin to think like this. Preachers that we once thought real good, if they're not teaching according to the Word of God, something inside of us will begin to get a little sick. We'll begin to feel a little nauseated in the spirit. That's the witness of the Holy Ghost. If you've been praying in the Holy Ghost, He'll teach you what poison is. And He'll teach you how to stay away from it. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Kenya is in revival. Christ needs you. You are His body in the earth. He's growing us up this week. Changing us from glory to glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Blessings. Amen. Hallelujah. Would you just stand with me this afternoon? Why don't you just lift your hands and give God, we give You praise, You Jesus.